U.S. Open of Surfing rolls into Huntington Beach. Billed as one of the largest action sports festivals in the world, the U.S. Open of Surfing returns to Orange County for a 9-day run beginning July 29. In addition to world-class surfing, the annual event on the south side of the Huntington Beach Pier features free admission for spectators and a bevy of family-oriented activities. Beach games, food trucks, live music, surfboard shaping, athlete signings, and a Nitro Circus action sports exhibition are just some of the attractions planned. We're excited for fans to experience the U.S. Open of Surfing starting this weekend, said Sherry Cohen, Global Chief Revenue Officer and advisor for the World Surf League, in a statement provided to the Epoch Times. It has been wonderful working with our amazing partners to ensure there is no shortage of activities and entertainment. Our goal is to put on an event filled with memorable moments, sure to be fun for the whole family. With a new title sponsor this year, the Wallax U.S. Open of Surfing presented by Pacifico might be a mouthful, but fittingly, there will be a lot happening. The surfing itself will be a double event, with athletes participating on the fourth stop of this year's Challenger Series attempting to qualify for the Elite Level Championship Tour. In addition, Huntington Beach marks the season-opening longboard tour stop. San Clemente-based Cole Hauschmund, Jet Schilling, and Crosby Colapinto headline a group of Orange County surfers who will compete in the Challenger Series. Hauschmund has won each of the past two tour stops and is atop this season's individual rankings with 20,700 points. The U.S. Open is definitely my favorite event of the year, and it's the closest event I have to home, Hauschmund said in the statement. It's probably one of the biggest events for fan bases as well. It'll be a big one for me and definitely the most fun one of the year. Reigning world champion Felipe Toledo of Brazil, defending U.S. Open champion Ezekiel Lau of Honolulu, and two-time Huntington Beach winner Kanoa Igarashi of Japan figure to be among the top threats in the 80-man Challenger Series. Former Championship Tour competitors Jackson Baker of Australia and Brazil's Samuel Pupo are other leading entrants. Southern California will also be well represented in the women's portion of the Challenger Series. Alyssa Spencer and Ella McCaffrey of Encinitas, and San Clemente's Sawyer Lindblad and Bella Kenworthy lead the way. Spencer and Lindblad have fallen just short of Championship Tour qualification each of the past two seasons. Needing to finish the season in the top five to qualify, they rank 6th and 7th, respectively, entering Huntington Beach. I'm super excited to compete at the U.S. Open, Spencer said in the statement. It's always been one of my favorite events, just with the big crowd it gets every year and competing super close to home. It's really special to have all my friends and family there. Defending U.S. Open champion Betty Lou Sakura Johnson of Hale'iwa, Hawaii, perennial world title threat and championship tour veteran Sally Fitzgibbons of Australia, and rising star Sol Aguirre of Peru are other top surfers in the 48-woman field. The longboard tour will feature Oceanside's Taylor Jensen, a three-time longboard world champion whose Huntington Beach victory last year marked his first World Surf League triumph since 2018. Jensen, 39, is bidding to match Nat Young of Australia as a four-time world champion, but first things first. The U.S. Open has been one of my favorite events over the years, and just the atmosphere is something I feed off of, Jensen said in the statement. It's nice to be close to home and surf in familiar waters, and having success there in the past gives me that little extra confidence. The sensation of winning is what we as competitive surfers live for. San Clemente's Kaimana Takayama, defending world title runner-up Kaniela Stewart of Honolulu, tour veteran Kai Salas of Honolulu and rising young Australian Declan Whiten are other men to watch. Last year's U.S. Open champion and world runner-up Kalise Kaleiopa of Honolulu leads the way on the women's side. She is expected to compete against former longboard champions Rachel Tilley, who is originally from San Clemente, Soleil Errico of Malibu, and Honolua Bloomfield of Hale'iwa, Hawaii, among others. Opening ceremonies are scheduled for 9:30 a.m. July 28, with Nitro Circus Full Throttle FMX shows set for July 29 and August 5. There will also be a beach cleanup event open to the public from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. August 3. The U.S. Open is scheduled to be broadcast live on its website, the league's YouTube channel, and via its free app.